The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Disgusting Universe, Music Review, Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
So we got some love from the Book of Lies podcast just now, and they put us on a follow chain or something, which I can't like do the our follow chain of people that we want other people to follow, which I'll do that tomorrow. Oh. But I'm just like sharing it in our stories right now here, so I'm trying to find the appropriate
shout out Book of Lies.
Yeah, Book of Lies are awesome.
Shout out Book of Lies.
Those ladies are amazing.
Lovely ladies. We love you guys' support, and your podcast, you know, scratches the itch of the untold truths in the society. Yes. Yes, all of the seedy underbelly. But it's a great podcast.
They do get into it, for sure.
It's a great podcast. Check them out, absolutely. That's rad that they're shouting us out. That's fucking cool. That's what it's all about.
No, they are truly, like, queens of the internet friendliness. It's just really nice. They support us, and they just do a good job. They do it to like a lot of stuff. They're just really good at it.
They're good at that networking, and they got a good product.
They got a good attitude.
Sometimes something that I struggle with for sure is a good attitude.
They do, like, all those attitudes when all those ideas that we have when we sit around, you know, we really should do that,
right?
Because that would get us like people liking us and like, you know, all that stuff. They do all
they
of that
do
stuff.
They have those ideas and then they
are amazing in that way.
It's pretty incredible.
They have good ideas and then they execute on them, and we just have the good ideas.
Right. And then we execute, you know, like 25% maybe.
Yes.
You know,
compulsively execute that 25%.
Right.
But like that, you know, the little flourishes, you know, like sometimes we just kind of let that fall.
We do. We let it fall because in my mind, sometimes just getting it recorded on audio is just, it's enough.
Yeah. And sometimes flourishes just seem off brand. You know what I'm saying? Like being a little bit too, like, I don't know. It
too
just seems off brand for
it
us.
It does. Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah. No, it does. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. It does seem a little bit off brand to care a little too much, but we do care, and we love everyone who is listening and has listened so far. Thank you very much. We've got
so in suspending so far for our crime update, you know, since, you know, that's what we kind of cover here now is just like violations of our space and our
we
life.
We turned into a very true crime podcast.
Yes, we have. And you know, it's like I say, like, we're true crime in the sense that someday people will listen to our podcast to solve crimes.
A murder, yeah. Or a string of murders associated with
it. I always thought
that
it was
going to
be either me or Spenny, but you never know now. It seems like the world's a bigger, more complex place. It could work out in any number of ways.
Well, it's never exactly how you'd expect with life.
Right, but the barbecue, one of the money factories that Spenny goes to get the sustenance that he needs to keep Spenny in around town, was violated by purloined by robber thieves and bad men in the night, and they stole foot warmers.
They stole fucking foot warmers, dude.
They didn't take money. They didn't take
no.
Meat.
They did. They if I
oh they did
I have
take
the
some.
Inside
they
scoop.
Did take some money.
They took some change out of the cash register.
Okay,
because obviously the
bills
most,
were
you know,
bills were locked up.
Yeah,
right.
All
right.
That stuff. Yeah, but there was some change, I guess, in the cash register.
So they got some change and they got some foot warmers, and they broke a window.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then your boss is offering $1,000 reward
Oh, shit. I didn't even fucking see that part.
I think that's what it said on the thing, or $800 or something like that. Maybe it was a joke that he was going to, like, beat people up or something.
Don't fucking pull that. Oh, my God, dude. If he pulls a John Gorham or some shit like that.
It was some sort of weird thing. But, like, $1,000 reward to, like, tell him who that person was that did it. Seems like kind of like way more expensive than the window, the change, and the foot warmers.
Yeah.
Like you could replace all of those things like multiple times in just the amount of money that the reward is for. Yeah. So,
but maybe, I don't know who
was a joke. It was probably a joke. $1,000 and then $800 if you wanted to watch him beat up the person after you turned him in or something.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But yeah. You got robbed there, too.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I saw that today. I couldn't even really fully process it because the group chat that I'm in started going off, and I still haven't really responded to it because it was just it kind of just came out of nowhere, and I was doing other stuff, But what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
It just goes with our continued documentation. I'm just airplane moding it.
It must be like, I don't know how they're getting into the food cart. Isn't there not a security person at the food cart place?
No. When it's locked up, no. Like,
So someone just jumped the fence and they just bust the...
There's not even a fence, dude. They can fucking walk up to these places. I mean, we lock it all up.
Right.
But if they're going to fucking bang into it and like,
there's
nothing
they're
going to
do.
It's feasible.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Is there an alarm on a food cart? No alarms. I was always wondering if that was something that was even possible.
I'm sure it's possible to do, but no. We're pumping in water. You know what I mean? We're pumping in water.
Yeah.
So it's.
Could you get like a mean dog to live inside of the food cart?
Probably
with you?
That we just feed brisket and he just gets all fat and he's like, rawr, rawr. Like hopefully
like a,
he's
like
just
a
scary
barbecue
enough.
Dog.
Yeah, a little barbecue dog. Yeah, that would be good. If we just feed him bones and stuff. We just keep him around the outside.
Yeah, sure.
Like
just
a pack
a
of
vicious,
dogs.
Just a vicious,
that's not a bad idea.
A pack of vicious dogs.
Yeah, get him used to the employee's smell. Like
the food court. But, I mean, the customers, that would be a problem maybe for the customers.
Yeah, maybe. But maybe during the day they could be chained up in the back.
Yeah, there you go.
And then at night we just let them loose. We just let them loose around the food cart. Pond.
That's what they do in Wyoming, like for the big junkyards and stuff. You know, like they
junkyard
get a bunch
dog.
Of crazy dogs and they just let them all loose at night, you know, and
Jesus
they just kind of cruise around the yard and attack people that are kind of coming over the fence.
Right.
Because that happens constantly.
Right.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking weird, man.
It is fucking weird.
Both of my places of business have been robbed in some capacity. One extremely... I don't want to say insignificant, but you know, one was just very mild and the other one was very intense. And it's weird though, still.
Yeah.
In the span
it's
of
weird.
A week, right?
Yeah, it just seems, you know, it's just like you say, like, and my sister says, and everybody says that, you know, it is like just there's a pandemic going on, but it's not necessarily. The one that you're worried about is the really bad one.
Right.
It's like it really seems like it's the a crime sort of thing.
It does seem like that's the big one here.
Well, there were two shootings last night in Portland.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems
crazy.
Like it's getting bad. But the show must go on. We can't run from our problems.
We can't.
At least not yet. We might. Right. We still might.
No,
but
we can
make
a calculated retreat from our problems.
That's different.
But it has to be calculated.
Yeah.
You just can't just like, you know, run off
just
all.
Run willy nilly.
Right.
Then you're gonna run into some more problems.
Right. Gotta be smart. Gotta be smart and you gotta deal it from a place of like control.
Yeah.
You know, as much as you can in this crazy world.
Yeah.
Which is limited.
It's not a lot you can do.
Yeah.
There's definitely not a lot.
And you can't tell what the future is, you know, but you got to figure out kind of like what's best for you and then go for that,
mm-hmm.
whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
For sure.
Sage advice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Master Craig.
Speaking of sage advice, we are going to be giving some sage advice on new music today.
Oh.
It's going to be one of our favorite kind of episodes that we do. It gets our mind off all the troubles
that's right.
of today and this city that we live in and all the problems that plague it. And we call that show Hit or Shit. and that's where we pluck a little new musical gem out of a mine of musical releases, and we listen to it, we decide and give you a little advice on whether you should ever bother with it or not.
Right.
You know, and this is our first one that we've done in the new year.
Oh, it is.
2021. And that's going to make it a lot of fun. And I don't even know what music's been looking like so far this year, this first 4 days. Is there even anything that we could do from this year, really?
Most of
it's probably all hit, like, over Christmas. That's when they're trying to, right?
That's very true, yeah. J. Biebs has a 2021 song.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Dax and Trippie Redd. That's 2020. So yeah, it's looking like this Justin Bieber song
is the only thing that has been released this
other
year.
Than maybe like a remix or two.
Okay. Well, I guess it's the Biebs then that we're going to be
doing the Biebs. I mean, we could try digging a little bit more, just anything to not do the Biebs. Oh, here we go. Here's New Music Friday. Kick off the first New Music Friday of 2021.
Oh, okay. Okay, sounds promising.
Yeah, here's a whole playlist by Spotify. So we've got new Foo Fighters. We've got new Justin Bieber. We've got new Love. I don't fucking know. L-A-U-V. I've heard of this artist before. I think it's a dude. It's L-A-U-V. Is it Louv?
Oh, no. L-A-U-V. Louv. Okay.
I don't fucking know, man.
I've not heard of that.
I've heard of this person. So I don't know, a little curiosity there.
Okay.
We got Celeste, Olivia O'Brien, Red Veil, Jacob Collier. What? Damn.
Who is that?
Oh, wait, no, I fucking forget. Okay.
What?
I'm sorry. I just went through a head trip really quick. So Jacob Collier is an artist. He's like one of these musical prodigy people, right?
Right.
In my head, I just confused him with someone who I know
who
Dan has worked with. Like, I know an artist, a guy who was coming over to our house for a while to do practices with Dan.
Okay.
And he was actually, this guy was on The Voice, like that show The Voice, and did like pretty well on it.
Okay.
You know? Huh. And he's got this folk album thing that I think he released, and now I'm like really fucking trying to remember his name, but he kind of looks like this guy, and I thought he's
someone that would make that list, though, probably.
It would be a huge... it would be a huge thing for him. Like, it would be massive because this is like the
Was he on the TV show The Voice?
Uh-huh. But it's like with the...
Like as a tryout, or actually was he one of the final contestants on the show?
I don't know how far he made it.
But was he on the show?
He was on the show.
With the judges and everything. He wasn't just like trying out. He wasn't one of the better tryouts.
No, he was on the show for sure.
Sure.
Well,
then he might just naturally make that list.
Let me see if I can find. I don't know why I'm blanking on it. Jacob Miller. Okay. Yeah. He was on it, and he's a good artist for sure. He does folk alternative kind of music.
Okay.
But yeah, his name's Jacob Miller, and I saw Jacob Collier. I was like, whoa.
Oh, okay.
I fucking did a brain switch in my head, and there's a few Jacob Millers, it's looking like. Oh, here we go. Okay, so he's not really anywhere near the other. Okay. I did a fucking trip, man. I'm so sorry. Jacob Miller, everyone out there. Look up Jacob Miller. He is a very fucking talented dude, and people be sleeping a little bit on this guy, but he's starting to get recognition.
Great.
But he's very different than Jacob Collier, so excuse me.
I have no idea I have no idea who any of these people are.
Jacob Collier would probably annoy you more than... I don't know, actually. Annoy you more than some of the craziest metal I've showed you. Like, I just have a feeling this guy would annoy the shit out of you.
Huh.
Because he is, like, a musical prodigy. He annoys the shit out of me. He's, I mean, I'm jealous because, you know, raised from a young age to have perfect pitch. And he's like, the thing about the D minor 9-7 is that if you go a half step below, you go, you see how that third sits upon, you know, like they'll fucking talk about music theory in this way that you're like, oh, you just have complete mastery front and back. And he makes this very insane music that is very like technically proficient. And I would call it like, you know, kind of like that snarky puppy sort of like musicians, jazz, pop, funk sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not really trying to sell him as to listen to it, but he.
Yeah, they're not. You're not doing a good job of it. If you are trying to do that, that's making me not want to do that. That no, I really, I'm already annoyed.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Part of me wants to just see you get really annoyed.
Maybe we should.
I
kind of want to
see you get really annoyed. But I don't know. I could be completely overselling this.
All right, let's try it.
Okay.
You know, we haven't had a shit for a long time.
Yeah.
So let's give it a go.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So is it like a new album? Tell me the name again. Jacob Collier?
Yeah, Jacob Collier. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a new single.
And he's still a young guy?
He's a young lad, yeah. I mean, he's probably my age or a little younger.
Okay, so he's not like 14.
No, he's not 14.
Okay,
he's not one of those.
So I can be full mean.
You can be full mean to this guy for
good,
sure.
Good.
Well, so he's got a new single. It's called The Sun Is In Your Eyes, Voice Memo. And so it seems like he might have just recorded this on a voice memo.
Oh, well.
So.
Okay. In experimental jazz? Like just.
It is. I don't know that there's a better way to say it other than musician's music, where it's like it's all of those things combined.
Yeah.
And it's crazy vocal harmonies. It's you know.
All right. Oh my god. It's gonna be fucking horrible.
No. It's okay. Maybe it'll.
So what's the name of the song?
The song's called "The Sun Is In Your Eyes."
Sun is in your eyes. How long is it?
Voice. It's only a minute 52.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that fills me with dread and hope.
Yeah. So not too long will you have to suffer.
Okay. Let's give it a try.
Let's see. Let's try to open our minds and our third eyes, Craig. Let's open our chakras fully.
I am trying.
Open it all the way.
It's as open as it's gonna get.
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna listen to the song then. Jacob Collier. I'm hoping for good things.
The sun is in your eyes. The sun is in your eyes. Throw me the cold. Throw me the cold water of your smile again. To take me by surprise. You take me by surprise. Throw me the bold. Throw me the bold, bold treasure of your lips again. And where I go, you'll lead me in the right direction. And with your love as my protection, I'll be a world of your projection.
That wasn't what you were expecting.
That wasn't what I was expecting. At all.
That wasn't what I was expecting
it's
either.
It's not what I sold. It's the opposite of what I sold. Good. Oh, clever,
well, it's not,
clever
it's
boy.
It's not quite the opposite of what you sold. It was.
It was trying to be the opposite of what
it
I sold.
It was.
You know what I mean?
But it was still had some of the markings of what it is, you know, for sure. The chord selection and stuff for that song.
And you're like, oh,
it's like, you know, it's like Nick Drake, except that somebody's like fucked with his guitar a little bit before he started singing and put it in like some weird tuning that like, not necessarily off, because it's not off. It's just like, it's just enough. I don't know. I don't know. But, what did you think of it? Well, I mean, on the terms of the song alone, like,
I mean, honestly, it my expectations were it subverted my expectations successfully of Jacob Collier to where my guard was down. I see him in a new, different light as an artist. Doesn't sell me on his whole career, but this, I liked this.
Yeah.
I liked it. I mean, I was like, him in this this setting, instead of like the overproduced, like crazy compositions, which I almost want to show you one of his other songs because this is so different than it. It's like the opposite of what I was selling him, but it's interesting because maybe he's probably hip to how people view him, especially the cynical ones like me, where I'm like, he's this whole like, oh, you're so good, like, wow, do something of substance. And so he made a voice memo thing where it's just him and a guitar, you know. It's like the ultimate like Billie Eilish, you know, sort of move where you know, you just got to be good if you're gonna do that.
For me, this track brings up like a lot of like that English folk music, you know, really like the stuff that was inspiring like Jimmy Page, those guys, you know, with that real odd guitar style it sounds real odd to us, but it, you know, it's that real.
Yeah, it's that finger picking, but it's also a little, it's like free tempo, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, free tempo.
Like flowing.
And it has a lot of that. So, like, again, like, it does remind me of, like, all of that sort of thing in a very pleasant way. It reminds me of, like, a 60s, like, outtake or something like that. Almost like Scott Johnson.
Yeah.
You know, like, or Scott, no.
Bon Scott.
No.
Sorry.
No, we talked about him with Aaron.
No, I know.
God, what's his name?
Scott Adams.
No.
Scott.
He did 30th Century Man.
I know who you're talking about. God. Scott Jones.
Why can't I think
Scott
of it, dude? I
Ridley
had it
Scott.
In my head right before he started talking.
Scott Johnson. Scott Allen.
Ooh.
Scott.
30th Century Man by
30th.
Scott Walker.
Scott Walker. He
Scott
fucking did
Walker.
It.
I'm faster than Google.
You're faster than Google. You're faster, really? You're technically, I think you're... Wait, Scott Walker's former governor of Wisconsin. What's going on here? No, he's also a British-American Scott.
Well, not the same. Not the same one. Different.
Oh, it's not the same one?
Different Scots.
What?
Yeah.
No, I thought he had a career in England, and then he moved and became the senator of Wisconsin or the governor of Wisconsin.
That would be awesome.
That would be
fucking
awesome.
If he was like a
awesome.
Super conservative senator as well as a British like 60s pop like experimental artist.
That's like something that those a Mighty Wind troupe needs to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That would be
like
awesome.
A mockumentary about a retired singer-songwriter who becomes like a government official. I don't know.
So like Sonny Bono's story.
So what happened to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you know.
And he was a senator, right? Or a representative.
Yeah. Senator?
And then he died in that skiing accident.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Hit a tree. Yes.
Hit a tree.
Yeah. Cher. It was this Cher put a hit out on him, maybe.
Yeah, the it's tree. It's funny. He hit a tree and then choked himself. He hit a tree and then
this
choked
fake,
himself with a bag.
This is fake news, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think there's any sort of choking with the Sonny Bono death.
No, there's not.
I don't think so.
No, but that's always just the funny, like, Yeah, I mean, he just...
No,
he
was a willing pawn of the reptilian elite
all the way
through. He was a loyal soldier. I really think he just hit a tree and died. Or maybe they needed to, that was the death, and they took him just back up to the mothership. You'd already done your part.
Yeah.
And Cher. Cher's still got a couple more years on the planet to
do
their workings. And then, and then they'll her up.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. But I honestly would give it like a low hit for me.
Yeah, I'd give it a high or, probably.
High or? Yeah.
Yeah, high or.
Yeah. I really want to show you some of his other stuff.
Okay.
Just so you can, we don't have to listen
to
the whole thing.
I guess, like, we're going to listen to, like, what is
we could take it out.
His biggest song? Or how are we going to choose? Do you know a really obnoxious one that you just want to share?
Yeah, I do.
I feel like you're just not getting your money's worth of me being miserable.
I'm not, I'm not.
That's what I feel like.
Neither are the listeners.
I really want to play you one of his other songs. What I hear is like, I really want to see you miserable for a few minutes.
We can take it out on one of his songs. How's that?
No, I think we should come back.
You want to come back?
So everyone can enjoy how miserable I was by this and just hear what we have to say.
Okay.
Because I've got an idea.
I mean, maybe we should watch a video of him live or something.
Oh, is that obnoxious as well?
It's obnoxious. Yes. Now that I'm thinking about it, that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Because this is you really need the full experience. And then we can get the Craig reaction.
Oh, we're going to do a reaction to the video while we watch it. I gotcha.
Oh.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Let's
keep it running. So
let's just
we're gonna do. Oh, there's the sun is in your eyes.
Jacob Collier. Let's do live. It's like you took a little.
Okay.
All right. So
we're gonna do with the love in my heart.
With the love in my heart, live in Toronto, and he does. Yeah. So note the pants. Awesome pants.
Yeah. It's that circus workout look that he's going for.
Mm-hmm. That Bobby McFerrin does too. He's doing the Bobby McFerrin right now. Make the crowd sing some crazy shit.
I love Bobby McFerrin too.
Whoa.
Is this what it's going to be? Is this? Is there more than this?
There's more than this.
Oh, yeah.
This is like the beginning of the show.
I gotcha.
The very beginning. He'll go into it.
That's actually kind of cool. I mean, in a way.
It's cool. I can't fully hate. My hatred comes from a place of jealousy. Because he's the fucking real deal.
So it's basically like Fish. It reminds me of Fish in a way.
Yeah, but yes.
It's like Zappa meets Fish.
Yeah, Zappa for sure. Because it's like hyper composed. Very composed. Talking Heads vibes a little too.
Yeah.
It's all odd time signature shit.
It's just nonsense words.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not over.
Oh, Craig.
Don't, or are we back?
We have 5 minutes left.
Wow. No, that's the end of that song. Okay, yeah. I'm good.
All right.
So not as horrible as what I thought it was going to be.
Uh-huh.
I'm so glad that I'm not there for the rest of that show. But, like, yeah. Obviously super talented.
Yeah.
You know, like, really, like, amazingly super talented. And if he decided to come up with something that was meaningful.
Yeah.
And impactful, like, I imagine that, like, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what he's going for there.
Right.
But it's still overwrought.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's overwrought. He's bored by the wrong stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to find the excitement in this technical virtuosity that is ultimately, technical virtuosity can only get you so far, just like being like a really great like wordsmith can get you so far, unless you got like something to like say. It only goes so far,
right?
That's why like you've been trained to have perfect pitch since you were 2 years old, and your whole life has been music contests and music lessons and practicing and learning about music and theory and all that shit. It's hard to write songs that really relate to, like, you know, that transcend that thing when your life has been that.
Yeah.
You know, and you get that.
Yeah.
And not that he's a bad person or any of it. You know what I'm saying? But, like, that's what I hear and that's what I see.
See, I needed that full analysis. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Well, I just needed like the full Craig analysis the Jacob Collier, because
the personality,
honestly, I'm like, what's your take on this guy? Because it's a complicated thing. Like, I hate on him, but really, he's an immensely talented.
I don't feel any hate toward him.
No, I almost
feel a little sorry for him.
Yeah,
you know, because he is like raised in a romper room.
Right.
He has that sort of feeling.
Yeah.
He shows up in socks and pajamas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just you can just tell. He's just like been coddled little genius his whole life.
Right.
And that has been his strength and his greatest shortcoming.
Right.
Because it doesn't have the edge of like any of those bands that you were likening it to. You know, like, you were likening it to Talking Heads. You were likening Zappa, Fish. I mean, all of them.
Yeah.
All of them have, like, different kinds of... The musicians playing it and writing those songs have different mileage in them than this, you know, and it's obvious.
Yeah.
Devin Townsend reminds me of this in a lot of ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I imagine that his background is very similar being... Yeah. Just the most talented person anybody had ever met for a good chunk of his life until he got amongst others of his caliber. And even then, he's like creepy talented.
Right.
Well, amongst those people.
Sure. But it's like, it's just a different
thing.
But
he's bored with the wrong stuff.
And he's removed from an average life, maybe in a weird way.
And Townsend understands, has tried to compensate for it, I think, for his career as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. With varying success.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, like, I'm kind of interested in hearing more of the song that was the single tonight than I am that other stuff.
Me too.
You know?
It excited me in that way.
Yeah.
I was like, finally, let's just get the raw shit from this genius. You know, I want to hear him fuck up.
Yeah.
I want to hear what it sounds like when the genius is like, clearly we know he can do this insane 9-minute, like, cardio vocal marathon shit. Okay.
And it's impressive. It's for sure.
Absolutely.
And I need to listen to it again to see what the lyrics are all about, because the lyrics in the second song, I mean, I know they served melodically.
Right, exactly.
What they needed to do, but like, what were they?
Come on, everybody, get your put out seatbelt. When you go to dance with me,
It's like Gloria Estefan stuff,
or
something. I don't know. It's just really not very good. Not something that I like. In that sun gets in your eyes stuff, I don't know. I didn't really it seemed really pretentious a lot at times. You know, some of the rhyming and stuff was, but it might
the gift of your cherry lips or some shit like that. You know, you're like. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just that's going to be his struggle. That's going to be this dude's struggle for sure. But I give it a high or on the original song, and you're doing low hit.
Low hit.
I think that's a pretty good scattering of shots around the target there of what it is. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're a big shooter now. Shooter Spanny.
I'm a shooter.
You're a shooter.
Shooter Spanny.
Huh. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, that's great.
I got to show you my targets. I might go get them out of the car. Show you my shooting.
That's awesome.
That way you can see my cluster.
Did you get some kill shots?
Oh yeah.
A couple headshots.
I figured out when I've got the gun raised, like around my eyesight, just straight forward, I can, and I'm like breathing. I'm a killer, just right there.
How far away?
It was not that far. It was probably like 10 feet, 15 feet.
Okay, but that's still like, you know.
Yeah, far enough away.
That's what a real life situation would probably be like, I would guess, you know, unless you're like really trying to shoot people that are really far away, which I don't see that happening.
No, especially not with a handgun, right?
Right. Those guys that can shoot shit that is like, you know, so far away with a handgun, they just get so good.
It's wild.
With like,
trust and feel you have to have with like that machine to knowing, and like you're you know, just it's all about like pre-anticipating the shock, but like not too much,
because
I was doing a thing where when I was aiming lower, my wrist was a little too loose, and so the casing wouldn't fully exit. And it would get caught.
Okay.
You know, but I think it was the gun was kind of malfunctioning too. And so I would have to do that thing where I couldn't clear the chamber.
Sure.
Right. But then it would load another one and then spit that one out too, because I'd be doing that. And so you had to like stop me, be like, no. Anyway.
No, it takes a little while to like just get to learn the gun. I mean, it does sound like that was probably like maybe a mild like. Wasn't clean or something was wrong with it. But back home, like some of those like rodeos and different things that you go to, like I've seen the dudes that like throw coins up in the air and then take their pistol and they can shoot a hole in the coin while it's flying through the air.
That's fucking crazy, dude. So insane. How
crazy.
Would you ever...
There are people that can shoot multiple. You know what I'm saying? They'll take multiple items that are small, like this, like little red balls, and they throw them both up in the air. Then they pull out their gun and boom, boom, and hit both of them before it hits the ground. Mm. Like a performance. It's crazy how much practice you have to be for that level of,
No, that's mind-boggling, especially after...
And then there's just the Annie Oakleys and the people that, like, you know, the people of, like, the Old West, like, the ones that would travel with, like, those were the ones that were, like, really fucking good.
Yeah.
You know?
It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Sharpshooters. Yeah.
And then, have you ever gotten down the rabbit hole of, like, military snipers and, like, the...
Oh, yeah.
All of those stories and stuff, like, some of that stuff?
Yeah. Or shooting people from miles away, kind of a thing.
Or that dude that just like, it took him like 2 weeks and he just totally on his belly, like came all the way into like this enemy facility.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they were walking over him. I mean, he was like in like the front area, shot the main general, and then stayed in the facility hidden. For like days before he turned back around and slowly like moved the fuck out again.
Oh my God, dude.
I mean, there were times that the people were like standing like literally like on him. And they're telling stories about, and there was many times that like, you know, like a poisonous snake would come by and just like slither right over the top of me. And I just couldn't move. And because they were just like all like looking for me. And this is like one of the really, I think it was the Vietnam or the Korean War. I can't remember which one it was, but it was like one of those like,
I'm just trying to think of like
super
I don't
decorated
know,
dudes.
I don't know that kind of fear, but obviously about to get caught, you're like, your adrenaline's pumping. And
I
then
think at
snake
that point,
coming
it,
over.
I mean, at that point, you are so trained.
Yeah, you're shot with
you
the
know,
adrenaline.
Like, yeah, it's you're not even probably having the adrenaline.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Just to be able to, yeah, be that super fucking tough.
Yeah.
And like, you're not like able to eat really or do anything. You're just like laying on the ground, like covered in fucking whatever you're covered in to make right. it look like you blend into the.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wild.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
Damn. Well,
someday, Spenny, you're
someday.
On your way. You've taken the first step towards
someday.
That. Someday.
That'll be me.
You'll be
you
one
better
of those.
Watch
just
out.
Like.
Or I'll fucking spend a week.
Oh, and before we go,
oh.
I got another thing that I should show. I should show you. It is a little email from Mindy.
Mindy.
That
yay.
A video that she sent. Yes,
it's gonna be good, right? Is it hate mail? She's sending hate mail.
No hate mail yet. This one. So here we go. We'll just have it watch it, and you can read the captions.
Yeah, angel in every perfect single way, except. Oh God, I know.
It's a picture.
Unfortunately, he was born with bright red hair. Fucking bitch, Mindy. Don't get us wrong. We have no issue with gingers. Oh, they're dying the baby's hair, but we want the best life for our little stinker. And red hair gives an easy target for bullies. It's true. Not to mention people will think he doesn't have a soul. So we decided to do what we thought was best for his future. You fucking bitch, Mindy. How dare you? This is racist. This is fucking racist. Time for the big reveal. How dare... Psych! Oh!
See,
you got me!
No, we thought we were going to end with some ginger hate, and it was a little ginger hate, but not too
funny.
Bad.
No,
not
that,
too bad.
That was funny. It was a good time. That was a good time. Well, I appreciate that, Mindy. That was
a
nice little...
That was a nice thing to end on.
That was a nice little thing to end on. That was a good bait and switch. I was baited. I was about to be, she's a ginger hater, you know?
Yeah.
We all know secretly means you love us. We will come for your soul.
Is that what that means?
That's what it means. Hate and love, baby. Two sides, same coin. Boom, bam, beam.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like a mild loathing. I don't know if it's hate.
Oh.
It's like a distaste.
No, but that's
distaste.
You.
It's just
that's
a,
you.
It's just a general.
You're not talking about her. You're talking
distaste.
About you.
Distaste. Just
yeah.
A, no thanks.
Yeah.
Not really hate.
Yeah.
It's fine for you.
It's
but
fine. Right. You're not trying to get rid of it, but you're just like,
no thanks.
Yeah.
Not really trying to get with it either.
I do. Do you remember that one, like 16? No, he couldn't have been 16, but he was young, like 19-year-old kid who would come into the dispensary, into the shop, red hair. And he would have.
He had to be 21 to get into the shop. But I know exactly who you're
talking
to.
Whatever fucking age.
The guy that was the security guard at like the construction site or whatever.
Yeah, I believe so.
And he loved.
He had a boom
Barry.
Box.
He loved Barry. Fucking Barry.
Yeah. That kind. When I see gingers like that, I'm like, I get it. You know, like what is that? Have that thing crawl back into the sewer, into the lightless grave that it crawled out of.
Because
clearly it's not human, and we can all agree.
Oh, that poor dude.
No, I'm just kidding. But
that poor dude.
No, he was fine. He gave. He reminded me.
He was
he reminded myself of me.
No, Spenny. He was. He
no,
was,
no, no.
He was not
he didn't
fine.
Let me finish.
He was not fine.
No, he wasn't fine.
You said he was fine. He's not fine. But he gave you what? What did he give you?
Well, he reminded
Scabies?
Me of when I. No, he reminded me of me when I was in like seventh or eighth grade.
Oh yeah,
just dirty long hair, just fucking acne, like just.
But he
pale,
was 25
greasy.
Or something.
Right. So that was very unfortunate. Yeah. So.
No, he did. So, like he was like really like a sixth grader.
Yeah, that's
he
what
reminded
it reminded
me of, like.
Me.
Ugh.
But like grown and like.
Oh
dirty.
God! When I used to substitute teach like this, the fifth and sixth graders are just gross.
Yeah.
They just don't shower. There's filthy
animals.
Oh,
yeah. Just filthy animals. Yeah. Yeah, and they're at that weird period where they're starting to change into
They're in denial about it, and they're just, like, smelly.
Oh, the worst, man.
Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah.
Ageless. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, and to think that that guy was just going out and just like banging some fat, trashy, fucking tattooed, like brap hog.
I never thought about that, dude. No, I never really thought about it. No, I don't like think about. Well, I wonder what that customer, who that customer is having sex
with.
Who
they banging?
No, I don't try to think about it.
It always crossed my. I'm just like, well, cause
really?
He brought
up like when you see a dude comes in, you think like, I wonder what kind of women they bang.
It's sometimes with certain guys where I'm like, ugh, like,
I mean, I do with couples. I'm like, does that couple like make sense? Like from a Darwinian.
Well, I wonder the same thing with girls too. When they're coming, I'm like, what kind of dudes are you pulling? Like, are you like, and obviously like,
are you pulling? Oh, the girl that you forgot to charge, came in and paid her thing.
Yes.
While the cops and everything were there, I guess she came like right after I left on New Year's Day.
No way.
Yeah.
Cool.
And she's like, oh, that Spencer is such a nice guy. Like, you should really, like, you know, give him a raise
Shut
or something.
The fuck
no,
up.
That's what Aligo's saying, that she was all talking you up. And Aligo's like, yeah, he's great, other than he doesn't charge people for their fucking shit.
Shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes play, you gotta play. You know? No, I'm just kidding. I was it was a terrible mistake. I'm so sorry. I was so retarded. I'm lucky to be employed at all anyway.
You gave away a lot less stuff than I did this week.
That's true. That is true. What's more dangerous? Dude, think about that. She almost robbed me for more without a gun.
Yeah, without a gun. And not even trying. Not even close, dude. Not even close.
No,
But that's great.
That is good.
Somebody showed up and settled up. That's
awesome.
That is awesome. The world's a good place.
That is,
got
yeah.
good people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And there's a pretty kind of slutty girl.
My favorite
that thinks that you're just a great guy.
She thinks I'm a great guy.
At the weed store.
Maybe he can be the one who I'll keep as a friend and then marry him if I run out of options in 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
You'll have all this musician shit run out of your system by that time, and you'll be tired, and you'll be like, oh, like that old stripper that I know? Oh, yeah, okay.
Why not?
Why not? I'm tired.
I'm tired. Why not? I'm tired. No,
I'm tired.
I totally, for sure. It's what will happen. But that'll be fine.
I'm sick of resisting. I'm sick of treading water. Just kind of relax.
Let me just float down the river.
Just relax.
Get bloated slowly with the.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then you'll just be that greasy red-haired guy again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you'll have a stripper friend. Kind of getting fat. Just a little fat.
A little fat. Fatter. I'm a little fat right now.
No, not you, the stripper.
Oh. Damn it. No, yeah, for sure. Yeah, she'll get... No, she'll whip herself
into
shape.
No, I think you'll get really skinny as you get older.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll be one of those people.
If I take after
my
dad, I will.
Your mom's getting skinnier as she gets older,
freakish,
too.
I mean, ever since they've done the Noom thing,
yeah.
I'm not even trying to shout out Noom because I couldn't... wrap my mind around that shit, but you know,
you don't have your mom fucking telling you your business either, you know, that's for
it's
sure
true.
You, you got an enforcer helping you with Noom, then you would have done way better with Noom.
That's true,
you know,
because the Noom people gave up very quickly. They act like they're, oh, we'll be here to remind you, and then I was like, is this a real person or a fucking robot? And they're like, oh, this isn't our algorithm. What do we say? You know, my name's Allison. And then the next day it would be like, my name's Jennifer, and did you eat your square meals? And I was like, what's the meaning of life, Jennifer? Can you tell me when the suffering will end?
Oh, those poor dietary apps, dude. You got to promise me that you're not going to do another one until you're ready to not, like, try to abuse those people.
I know, I won't.
You just get mad at your own lack of success, and then you just really try to hurt those people that are trying to help you.
I know, it's fucked up.
It's not
fucked
good.
Up.
No more of that until you're ready to be serious.
I feel bad for Summer.
And Jennifer and all the other girls that tried to help you.
I don't feel bad for them.
Ashley.
They're fucking fine.
Brittany.
Just Summer. I feel bad for Summer because she's the one who actually has to deal with it in person.
No, you and Summer definitely give each other equal amounts back and forth.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm sure there are many times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
She does the same to you and you do to her.
Yeah.
That's what love's all about.
Yay. God damn. They didn't tell me that.
Yeah, but it could be all different with this hoochie coming back to the fucking store to settle up her bill that you forgot to charge her for because you were too goo-goo eyes. Was that why? Or you just forgot?
Well, I mean...
You didn't forget. It went through. And then you were like, oh, it's cool, baby. Here's...
No,
I love you, baby.
You really want to get into the...
Was she telling you about, like, her?
Yeah, she was telling me about her vagina. And I just completely... She... No. No, she wasn't. No, Craig.
Oh, God. You know... Let me tell you about my vaginas.
Oh,
and I was like, my vaginas.
And I was just like bagging everything up for while she was talking. Yeah, I got a piercing, and I'm just like, here's your phone. Here you go. Take your stuff. Have a good day. Oh no, she didn't pay. Okay, I know that's what everyone thinks happened, but it is not the case. It is not the case.
Oh, dude.
While there was some that was a little like that.
She was telling you about her vagina.
Yeah, no. She was telling me about something. And no, it's just with the system. I don't know.
No. It totally, it's almost happened to me many times. I know exactly.
Yeah. But then that combined with what we're talking about, when I did
the research, it was just when I did the research to figure out who she was once, like, I don't know, she works here. And I'm like, well, maybe I could find like her Instagram or something.
And you're like,
then I found her Instagram and it was like, oh, it's the bikini lady. Oh, and she's not even wearing a bikini in that one. Oh, yeah. There you are. Are you friends with her on Instagram?
I am now, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, creeper.
Whoa.
Never.
What are you talking about? It's a little creeper. Why?
No, you're not.
I'm not. Dude,
why is the question? That's why.
We all talked about how
you should contact her. Yeah, you messaged her.
Yeah. And so I requested her.
And I love your nudes, too. Can you come back and pay your bill? Did you put that in there?
No, I did not. I said,
go through and like all of the
I liked all of the ones with the butts in them. Yes, I did. No, no, I didn't. Come on.
Just immediately after texting her, you go through it every one of their ass.
No.
And
no. God.
But that's why they do that. That's fine. It would be fine.
It would be
she
fine.
She would probably be fine with it.
She would be fine.
She may not show up to pay her bill.
She probably wouldn't have shown up. She'd be like, oh, it's one of those guys.
No, that's a good... That's fine. Then if you've not been creepy...
But I'm not. I haven't been creepy. It was totally fine.
Business.
I ended... I didn't try to make that conversation into like a... So, like, what do you do?
Yeah, no.
You doing anything on Friday? Like, I didn't try to make it into anything. I was just like, thank you so much. Thank you.
No, it's classy.
Yeah.
No wonder.
I did say I did admit to getting distracted by our conversation.
Yeah.
I was just adrift
in your eyes. I was.
But is it a lie? No. I just said, tell the truth how it is.
And they fall in love.
And then that's what happens.
They fall in love. Well, it's a beautiful story.
But now she probably...
So she's probably going to be coming by tomorrow to see you.
Okay.
She's going to... Oh. All righty then.
All right. That's time to end it now.
Yeah.
I love everybody. I love you, Mindy. That was hilarious. She's probably the one person still listening.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Bye-bye.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in IDTU Studios, located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.